KGTK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman-Denison, KTDK Sanger. The old crotchety wolf, the lovable, huggable hammer, and abrasive and over-the-top Corby. This is The Hardline on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
About to roll from Cincinnati here in just a little bit. Try 644. There you go. And it'll be Nick Bierbrot on the mound for the Rangers tonight against Paul Wilson. This will be Nick Bierbrot's first start. He is pitching with two bullets in his liver. So watch him. Keep an eye on him. All right, now it is time to engage in a round of nerd talk. And with more on nerd talk, here's Cobra.
No. You. Tell the story about why we're... Okay. I was out today at lunch. And I ran into... the quintessential nerd. A guy with very... I didn't know the guy. He was talking to the woman at the counter.
Donnie.
No. And basically, I've never seen a guy with so few social skills dressed the way
Jim,
with the worst nerd look. And I really felt sorry for the guy.
To the point of wanting to protect him.
Right. Yeah, to protect him. From outside influences such as yourselves.
Me?
Me? Yes, you.
What did you... Hey, look, nobody has more sympathy for the nerd in this world than me.
But you're willing to exploit the nerd for your own good. Saying that sometimes the nerd can be useful...
Under certain circumstances, I might be.
So you're willing to exploit the nerd?
I might be. But by exploiting the nerd, I think I'm doing him a favor. I think I'm providing him an avenue to lift himself up beyond his nerddom and be all he can be.
An army of one.
Why did you feel the need to protect... From what? Was the lady at the counter going to jump over and grab him by the lapels or something?
No.
I mean, was this nerd's name Burrito? And did you ever put your arm across him, tell him to stand back?
Corby just has a soft side for the nerd.
Listen, when I was in high school...
Lapels.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
I had a lot of classes with nerds. Lots of classes. And I befriended several of these said nerds.
Well, you were the student body president.
Well, no, not my senior year I wasn't.
Snag.
But you were still real popular. You had been the student body president. You were on your way to a career in politics.
Pretty much, yes.
And it was your job to be a friend to all. Right?
Such is the case now, though.
To cut across all manners of the caste system at Mirabeau Lamar High School as it existed at that time.
Mirabeau B. Lamar.
And today we find out that not only were you a student body president, Kevin Scott was out at the Llano Estacado as well.
Yes.
So that was your job, right? That fell to you.
To be nice to the nerds?
Well, just to cut across and try to eliminate the lines created by the caste system.
Sure. Didn't show any favoritism. I would have done that anyway, though, even if I wasn't student body president.
Okay, here's the question, though. And my basic theory on the nerd is they're born into it. Their parents subject them to nerddom. There is no question. There is absolutely no question that nerddom starts at home. And that parents are... If you take any nerd from any high school right now... and go home with them. I guarantee you, their parents are 50 times more nerdier than their kid kids are.
I don't know about that.
So you think that cool parents, cool hip parents who are really hip to what's going on pop culture-wise or you know, anything, music, art, they're overall with it. They know what's happening. That they raise nerdy kids? That never happens, man.
Yeah, but how cool? My parents weren't cool, per se. Were yours? Were they cool?
I don't think anybody considers their parents cool, but looking back on it, yeah, my parents knew what was going on. They knew what was going on. Now, I'm not saying that they were like at Woodstock or anything, partying their ass off, but, you know, they had an idea. They had a clue. Nerds' parents don't have a clue.
I don't know.
They're usually like children of professors.
Right. Who just don't get it, and then they subject their kids to this nerdy lifestyle.
So what you're saying here is that the nerd is born and not made.
Exactly. Much like the homosexual.
Well, hold on. You're saying that I thought that you were making the case for nurture instead of nature. You're saying that they're brought up in a household where the parents just don't get it. Okay, hold on, let me ask you this. If you did this study, if you took you and the guy that you were telling us about that you went to high school with, the astrophysicist that was executed, if you took you two guys, you were switched at birth in the hospital, and you both came to Interlaken, you grew up in his household, he grew up in your household.
Right.
Would you have turned out? Would you be the one that was the astrophysicist on death row? And he would be the one that grew up to become a yuck monkey.
I think you're confusing a couple stories here. But, yeah, I think to a certain extent, yeah. I would have been nerdy and shy and reserved. Now, I may have blossomed later on. I may have come out of my shell because, you know, we switched families or whatever, and I could figure that out. But, yeah, I think that most of the time, people who have nerdy parents just, that's the way they turn out. And they can't help it.
Let me ask you this.
Do you know any... Okay, go ahead.
Can the nerd turn it around? And what I mean by that is the vital ingredient that makes them a nerd. Can they turn it around, not just with physical appearance, but from the inside, gain the social skills, be able to speak not nerdly, just develop an aura of coolness? Is that ever possible?
Before we answer this, let me just say this. The percentage of nerddom out there is really low. I mean, I'm talking hardcore, stereotypical nerd that just can't, they don't have a clue, and I really feel sorry for them. I don't think they can, Danny.
I think it's higher than you think.
I think it would take years upon years and years to grow out of that nerd shell.
And see, the thing that interests me is Mike claims to have been one of these people.
And I don't believe
I was.
Very shy, very reserved, real into, were you like really smart? You had bad glasses, acne.
And bad hair.
Dippy-doo hair. Skinny.
Right.
Did you dress badly?
Yep, I did.
Did you know you were dressing badly?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like what? Like,
I wasn't terribly concerned with it.
Like high water pants?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I tried to emulate what the cool guys were doing, but I just couldn't pull it off.
Were you dressing like that because of a lack of fashion sense or lack of funds?
Fashion sense.
But you could see that other people were wearing stuff that you consider to be cool and what the rest of...
Right, right. And I would try to wear some of that stuff, and I just couldn't pull it off.
So you just revert back to what came natural.
Right, that is a nerd. When you try to be cool and you can't pull it off, that's
a
nerd.
But I think most nerds don't even recognize that. At least you recognize that. Like this kid that I ran into today, I can promise you, he is oblivious to what is cool or to what is perceived to be as cool in these United States.
Well, where did
this
transpire? Where did this meeting transpire that you saw this nerd?
At,
what restaurant was that? The place where we always go, right up the street.
Chipotle.
Chipotle.
Was the lady at the counter giving him a hard time? Was she grabbing his pocket protector and poking him in the chest with it or something?
He was having trouble speaking, and Mike was with me, and Mike said, this guy would be a good bit. We need to take advantage of this guy somehow. He was so nerdy. Wouldn't you say he was about the nerdiest guy you've seen?
Yes. Yes.
And wasn't it kind of sad?
It's a gold mine for us.
See, I agree with Corby. I think with the true hardcore nerd, there's a lack of self-awareness. That's why I don't think that you were, because you were aware of what was going on.
But even if you're aware and you try to do something about it and you still can't pull it off, that is inbred nerddom.
Well, no, you just had crazy-ass hair. You couldn't do anything with it. You didn't have the products that we have available today.
No, I had more than crazy-ass hair.
It's it.
I had that, but I also had a lot of other stuff wrong with me, too.
Dude, you were in a band.
I know, and I was still a nerd, Cobra. Even that could not lift me out of my nerddom.
Do you think you're a nerd now, or have you outgrown your nerddom?
Yes, I'm a nerd now.
No, you're not.
I'm a nerd now, and I embrace it.
No, you're not. No, you're not. You are not a nerd.
You're one of the hippest 50-year-old men I know.
Now you're trying to be cool by not admitting that you are
No,
cool.
I'm not.
Yeah, you are.
As a matter of fact, I agree with Danny. You're the hippest guy over 50 that I know.
But look, I know what is inside struggling to get out. And what is inside struggling to get out is a nerd. That is a fact.
No. No. But you've got self-awareness. The nerd doesn't have that. Therefore, I don't think that you are ever a nerd.
Now, you may do quirky and nerd-like things, but I don't think as a being you are a nerd. You may go home and put on your horn rims and get out your baseball card collection. I don't know. I don't know what you do.
That sounds like a damn good time to me.
There's a guy that works out at the gym that I go to who is a colossal dork, who can barely run around the track. He's so...
Jim.
He's so nerdy, and he's so... His physical skills are so lacking that he can barely make it around without falling. And he's got big, huge lummox feet, you know?
That's becoming default, by the way.
And it's really sad, you know? And the guy has no shot at ever scoring with one chick.
Is he in shape?
No.
Even if he gets in shape, he can't score?
I don't think that some people's bodies are conducive to getting in shape. They're just so...
misshapen?
Yes. Nerdy.
Yeah, they can't. Well, the opposite is true. I have a couple of buddies who, they don't work out, they don't eat right, they drink all the time, and they're sculpted.
Right.
It pisses me off no end because they don't even do anything, and they look like Adonises.
The opposite is true.
No matter what they do... I have a buddy who, you know him, who ran a marathon. He's just a big, fat guy. I mean, he ran a marathon. He was still a big, fat guy. Didn't matter what he did. Worked out all the time. Just couldn't change the shape of his body. I want to go back quickly to what Danny was saying. Can a nerd ever completely turn it around? And I don't think they can. Because when I went back to my reunion, the high school reunion, there were some guys that were kind of dorky or nerdy in high school, and they got decent jobs, had made quite a bit of money, more than certainly I had made up to that point, but I just always pictured them as being a nerd, a dork. I mean, I was nice to them, but they never had the confidence. They still felt like they did back in high school. I don't think those people will ever lose it, even though they'll get a new haircut, great clothes, great car, great job, lots of money. They'll never lose that feeling.
I just feel sorry for them because I just think they're born into a household where they don't have a chance.
We would like to hear your tales of nerddom, if you have any. Maybe you were one yourself. Maybe you turned the thing around. If so, we would love for you to call in and tell us how you did this and whatever else you may have to say about the nerd, the dork, whatever you might wish to call him. That is next here on The Ticket.
NBA draft, 59 total picks, and the Mavs get selection 50. Norm Hitzkus and basketball boy Skin have good strong ticket coverage Thursday, June 24th, live from the Sportsman's Club Bar and Grill at the C-Suites Hotel in Grapevine on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It is 6:15. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Good evening, everybody. You're listening to The Hard Line. I would be Mike Reiner.
Playing the part of Greg Williams, day three, I'm Kevin Scott.
And we are joined up here tonight by the remainder of the crew, the Cobra, Danny Paul. Ty Walker is in with the Ticket Ticker this evening. Psycho Dave at the helm, Barb Smith with Trafico, Rick Honeycutt at the barbecue pit, Miss Fugazi at the service elevator, And Dave in acquisitions, quite a nerd in his own right. Well, we got about 45 minutes or so left. And we are engaging in a little bit of nerd talk.
And we had a prominent figure in our station come talk to us, a girl.
Right.
Saying basically, and she's a pretty cool girl, wouldn't you say? She's probably got her S together more than most up here.
Very.
Yeah, she's pretty with it. And she says, especially from a guy perspective, or from a girl's perspective on a guy, once a nerd, always a nerd. You can't buy your way out of being a nerd.
Right, no matter what kind of circumstance you may find yourself in later on, you're still a nerd. And that's true, I believe that.
You know
what?
She
said she'd had these discussions with her dad. Her dad said that he's got buddies who went to Duke or were CEOs. Just dorks. They're still dorks.
My wife, when she was dating, she went out with...
A soccer team?
I thought she still was.
With a soccer team. She went out with...
the Venezuelan national team?
One of her parents' friends who had...
A little old for her, wasn't it?
Friend's son.
Oh.
But this parent worked in the medical field, okay? And... Julie said that he was a dorky guy. She'd never met the son, but the dad was certainly dorky. And she was fearful that those genes would be passed down. So she demanded that it was a double date, that he get a friend, and then she would get a friend, and they would all go out together. And he
got a nerdy friend.
She said, and yes... And the friend said it, too. It was the worst night of their lives.
I eat boogers.
What was the guy she went out with, a nerd?
Colossal.
Oh.
So
it was just nerds ahoy, huh?
Yeah.
So it was her and two guys?
No, her friend.
Because if it were.
Right, we know what that would be. Yeah, right.
So.
But I'm telling you, nerds produce nerds that produce nerds. It just goes down and down and down. Now, this world needs nerds. Make no mistake about it.
Oh, there's a place. There certainly is a place in this world for them. Because I can't do what they do. But they can do what I do.
And these nerds are especially effective when they form a network.
Right. Certainly are. And you were able to tap into this network from time to time for various things.
But you guys don't seem to feel sorry. You guys just say, oh, they're adults. They're making their own decisions. That's what you're saying about the nerd that I saw today. And I'm like, no, this guy, he's not making his own decisions. You're saying, oh, no, he wears those slacks and that shirt with the nipple stain on it. And I mean, you're saying that he wears that by choice?
Hey, listen, if it's a junior high kid or an elementary school kid, yeah, I feel a lot of sympathy because a lot of these things are out of their control. Yeah, they were with me. I whatever was on sale at Anthony's or TGY, I was wearing it, man. But if you're an adult, you're buying your own clothes, you're making your own choices, whether or not you spend the money to get a decent haircut, these types of things. You're making your own choices there. You can get rid of the glasses. I mean, you can have a look that's presentable. They do have LASIK now. Then you can get rid of the contacts, you can get rid of the glasses, you can get yourself some braces. If you need to get your teeth fixed.
Yeah,
I mean, you will still be a nerd in the way that you act and in the way that you carry yourself and you interact with others. But as far as somebody making a snap judgment about you by seeing you in line at a restaurant, no, they won't be able to do that. And you won't elicit sympathy.
A restaurant?
Right, Greg.
Well, shall we go to the phones? A lot of people are wanting to discuss nerddom with us.
Sure.
So let's talk to Anthony in Frisco on Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket. How you doing?
What up, Harlan?
You tell us.
Hey, once a nerd, always a nerd. That's not true. Prime example, Tiger Woods. Matter of fact, he's not a nerd now because he got the money. I mean, if you look at him now on TV, look down.
How
the right
do
hand.
We know this?
In the
How
right hand.
How do we know?
Well, first of all, if somebody's not a nerd, everybody wants to emulate them. They want to be like them. Who wants to be like a nerd? Nobody.
All right. Well, let's back up on Tiger, though. There is no way that you can say that Tiger Woods has been a nerd all these years. I mean, even though he looked gangly and lean in high school, I mean, everyone looked that way, but he was the premier amateur athlete in his sport.
All right, but let's say he was. Let's say once upon a time he was a nerd. How do we know that he's still not?
We don't.
Because everybody wants to be like him.
Nerds
wants to be like Tiger.
Well,
wants to be like Tiger.
That doesn't mean that he's not still a nerd.
Nerds don't have the physique that Tiger Woods
and
has.
And nerds don't have fiancés like Tiger does.
That's
right.
My point. That's my point. Tiger used to be a nerd, but since he's got that status, he's
good
not
point.
A nerd anymore. Look at that movie. What was that
No. There's more to this than that.
Okay.
Guys want to emulate him because they want to emulate what they see of him.
Tiger's
but that doesn't
real.
Mean that he's not a nerd still if he once was.
Yeah, but he's real athletic, too. I hear he's a pretty good basketball player. Obviously, he's an athlete. If there's one guy out there on that tour that's an athlete, it's him. And it's like Lee Trevino said, he saw him jogging one day with his shirt off, and he thought he was The Rock. He was so ripped. Nerds don't get that way.
I think Lee Trevino may want to mix in a little wrestling if he's confusing
right?
The Rock for Tiger. Hold on. Now, I don't want to make assumptions. But that call right there, Anthony and Frisco, sounded as if he might have been African-American.
Or black. I couldn't tell.
This raises a good question.
Break that down, player.
I think there
in view of the fact that I know black people, I'd say yes, he was.
Far more white nerds than there are black nerds or Hispanic nerds.
Tell you something.
You rarely run across a nerdy black
the
guy.
The fact that you are black gives you an enormous head start on being cool.
True. I think it does, too.
In my opinion. I mean,
does it?
I don't think I've ever met a black guy that wasn't cool.
I've met one.
I know black people.
What's one characteristic of a nerd? Lack of, like the gym guy. Lack of coordination. Lack of rhythm.
I met one, and he dead-fished your hand when you shook his hand.
The nerdy brother?
Yeah, the nerdy brother did. It was like shaking a dead guy's hand. And I was asking him about, he was a student at Iowa State.
Glasses?
Yeah, and I was asking about Iowa State football, and he was like, I really don't attend many of the football contests.
Did you shake the guy's hand today?
He was Urkel.
Did I? No, I didn't. I didn't shake his hand.
You just viewed him from a distance.
You were there, Mike. Why are you asking?
Yeah, you watched.
I might have looked away. I don't know.
No.
Weird.
I didn't actually approach the nerd that I saw today.
Hey there, Corby.
Hey.
Is it the Echo guy?
No, it wasn't the Echo guy.
He sounds like a friggin' nerd.
Hey there, Corby.
Hey, Echo guy.
To Amanda in Dallas on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Hello.
Hi there.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Good. I was a nerd, and I believe that once a nerd, always a nerd. You can change the appearance, but at heart, I am still a huge nerd.
By the way, are you hot? It sounds as though you revel in that nerddom.
Yeah, I was pretty bad.
In what way?
Bad skin, bad teeth, real lanky, skinny, had no idea what to say. You know, like, I never knew the right thing to say. It was so embarrassing. I didn't hang out with anybody. I could never get a boyfriend.
Hang on. Did you have nerdy parents?
Yes.
All right.
That's why I'm not having children myself, because I know they'll go through the same thing.
Now, did you get cool eventually?
Stopping the nerd line.
I got cool eventually around 18, maybe 19.
Started filling out a little bit?
Yeah, I kind of got a clue about style and, got my teeth fixed.
Did you get your grill fixed?
Yes.
Excellent.
What about your bum wing?
She doesn't have a bum wing.
Did you get implants or anything?
I apologize for that.
You didn't?
No, they grew in after a while.
Perfect. Are you married and stuff?
Yeah.
You are?
You have stinky butt?
Huh?
Nothing.
What was that?
Grego had a question for you. Hold on.
You have stinky butt?
I can't hear you.
You have stinky butt?
No, I don't have stinky butt.
So, do you consider yourself an attractive woman now?
Hopefully.
Really?
Yeah, kind of, I guess. I don't know.
How old are you?
Oh, you don't sound terribly confident.
You're 21?
23.
23?
Yeah.
And did you have any brothers or sisters?
One sister.
Was she nerdy?
No.
No?
No.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
So...
I just proved a theory, I guess.
Yeah.
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 Nope. She was the cool one. I was the nerdy one.
All right. Thanks, Patricia.
Amanda.
Right.
To Ray in Irving on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
Gentlemen.
Hi there.
How you doing?
Good.
I have to go along with you, Mike. I, at one time in high school, I had the white shoes, wear the white belt, tried to be cool, striped shirt and a striped pants.
Well, you sound like a real hipster.
You sound like...
Yeah. Like I thought it was good. Everybody, you know, some of them could make it work. I just couldn't do it.
Well, who the hell told you that Mr. Peppermint was cool? Sounds like who you're emulating. The top hat, the cane, everything. Walked around with muffin?
Yeah. This is the 70s, I know. This is the early 70s.
He's right. The white patent leather belt and shoes. It was pretty hip back then.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, they didn't look hip on me because I had cowlicks, hair flying all over the place. And
now, with the TG&Y, and your mom took you to the barbershop quartet store to shop for school.
Patrick in Bedford on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
How's it going, guys?
Good.
Good. Hey, I've got a couple of theories on this. Growing up, all the nerds I knew on the male side, they all had one thing in common. They didn't play sports. None of them played sports. It's very rare that you see a guy playing sports that's a nerd. Because you have the male bonding there, you know, you feel a little more.
You develop social skills as well.
Exactly.
All right. But now look at me. Now, I didn't play team sports in high school or anything because I wasn't good enough. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't big enough. I was too skinny. But whenever there was a game in the neighborhood, and back in the day, there were games in the neighborhood every day, I was always in.
Sure. But you still played.
Yet I was a nerd.
You know what, though? The kids that I grew up with, the nerds I grew up with, they weren't in the neighborhood games either. I mean, they were in nothing.
Yeah.
They were at home on their TRS-80.
Exactly. And as far as women, I think the girl has a better chance of turning around nerddom because usually when they're growing up and they're nerds, that all changes when they lose their virginity. They start feeling more sexual. They start feeling more confident. Mm. They're a little more in tune with things, and they're not as nerdy.
I don't know about that.
I do.
Yeah.
Because you lose your virginity, that makes you a little cooler?
With women, when a girl loses her virginity, she feels more confident, and nerddom is within anyway.
Mike, do you agree with that theory?
I don't know if it's necessarily their virginity.
Well, why are you asking me?
Well, I just thought maybe you'd like to pass that down to someone.
No,
yeah, usually when
no,
they're
feeling insecure.
Like,
when they start developing.
16, when they're about 16 and they start having sex. Oh, sorry, Ron. All right, guys.
End on a high.
Dude.
Good, man.
All right. Well, this may be a topic we revisit sometime in the not-too-distant future. The topic of nerddom. In fact, we may revisit it sooner than any of us think. Because there is something useful in play here. Coming up next, community quick hits, right?
Including a Father of the Year in the Metroplex, whom we all know and love.